I want to tell you a story. Actually, it's Christian Bray here this morning. He's not here this morning. No, okay. That's a shame, because I was going to get him to share a story, but I'm going to now try and share the story that I wanted him to share, but I might not get it right, so I'll have a go. So the story that Christian Bray told me was this, and I thought it was a good story. He said there was a man came to church once, and he came in, and they were praying in the church for different people and for different needs that people had. And he said, if you're kind of bothered about anything at the moment, if you've got anything wrong physically or, you know, whatever else, you can come to us and we'll pray for you. So this man came forward and he said, I'm actually really concerned about my hearing. It's worrying me and things. And they said, okay, that's no problem. So they sat him down, they got a chair, and they sat him down there, and they gathered a few of the other leaders in the church together, we've called elders and so on, and they came around him and they began to pray, and they said, Lord, we really ask that you will heal this man, that you will help him to hear, that he'll be able to, there won't be any deafness there at all, it'll all be okay, and you'll kind of give him full hearing, everything will go well for him in this. And they were praying for him. Some of them put their hands on him. Some of them put their hands on his ears. Lord, we pray you just open these ears so he can hear properly. After about 10 or 15 minutes, they stopped and they asked the man. They said, can you tell us how is your hearing? And he said, is it good? Is everything okay? How is it? And the man said, well, to be honest, I'm not due in court till Thursday, so I probably won't know how the hearing is till after that. Jesus told many stories in the Bible. Often in the Bible, they're called parables. A parable is a story with a meaning. It's got a particular type of meaning. And the story I want to tell you about, one of those stories, and the story I want to tell you today, Jesus actually said several times in it, as he did in other places, he said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Anyone here got ears? Lots of us got ears. So Jesus wanted people to hear what he had to say. And he actually started off his parable by saying, listen, listen. He wanted them to get this. The parable I'm going to tell you is actually a parable about a sower. And he was sowing seeds that grew into corn. So the extra thing is there's ears of corn. So it all kind of, it's nice, isn't it? It all ties together. And but I call this the parable of the soils rather than the parable of the sower. And I'll explain why at the end. It's a significant parable, a significant story, because in Matthew, Mark and Luke, three of the four Gospels. But it's a key one for Mark. It's the only one where he also records an explanation of it. Often Jesus told stories and then he'd leave it to people to think through and work out the meaning. But this one, his disciples came to him afterwards and says, we're not quite sure of it. Can you just explain this one to us? And Mark records the explanation to them. So I'm not going to go into great detail today on this or deep exposition on the passage, because it's actually meant to be simple to understand. Jesus said to them, do you not get that? If you can't understand this story, how are you going to understand anything? So I want to kind of share it with you in a bit more of a memorable way, an interactive way, and get you involved a little bit in the story so that it maybe sticks in the mind a bit better. I'm going to ask Aaron to come, and I think we're going to need a few children. And we have some bits of paper, some piles of paper here, with some things that we will need during this story. So we're going to go and, children, you can come out. We're going to give these out randomly around the congregation. We want you to take a piece of paper and just keep hold of it, and I'll tell you when I need you to hold it up during the talk, okay? Not everyone will necessarily have one. It doesn't matter if you haven't got one, don't worry, you're the lucky ones. just need to spread them out so they're all out there somewhere. Right, they'll keep giving them out. While they're doing that, I'm going to carry on with the story. I'm going to read this. It's from the story I'm reading is in Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and I'm starting at verse 1. And it says this. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. And he taught them many things by parables, by stories. And actually, if we are bringing this story to life, then we should try and do it as near as possible to the original, which means the story from a boat. So now you can imagine Jesus being in a boat. Well done, just in case. There we go. Jesus being in a boat, pushed himself out from the shore so that he could see everyone from where he was. And he told this story. And he started with, how did he start with? Listen. So are you listening? Are you all listening? So Jesus said, oh, excuse me, I need something. Jesus said, there was a sower, a farmer, who went to sow. And he went out into his field, and he threw out seeds into the field. He said that some of the seed, as it went out into the field, some of the seed fell on the path. And before I go any further with my story, the seeds that have just been thrown out are not normal seeds. And some of them contain nuts. So those people who have allergies to nuts should not eat them at this point. Now you are, now they're eating. Parental responsibility for your own children. If you've seen them pick a chocolate up, you need to rush out and tell them if they can or can't use that. And in fact, now we can get back to the story, having done the little disclaimer. And so, Jesus didn't have to do the disclaimer because it was different. So, he said he went out and he threw seeds, and some of it fell on the path. And when it fell on the path, the birds came and ate it up off the path. If you've got a bird, can you raise your bird? And now if you've got a chocolate that you haven't yet eaten, can you go and give it to someone with a bird, please? Because I'm anticipating some will have gone. You can go and give them to any bird people. As soon as the seed landed on the path, the birds came and ate it up. And I'm afraid, just like in any story, not all the birds got some. And he said, do you know that seed that fell on the path and the birds came and ate it up? That's like when, and he explained this at the end, he said, that's like when the word of God kind of comes, is shared with people, like the message today that we've been talking about, and no sooner has it gone there than it goes kind of in one ear and out the other. It actually says that Satan comes and just takes it away from you, and so it doesn't really plant in the ground, it doesn't really bear any fruit, it doesn't grow in any way. It just hear it and it's done, and we walk away again and don't do anything with it. That's kind of like that. And then he said, some of the seed fell on rocky ground. If you've got rocky ground, can you lift your rock up? Okay, some of it fell on rocky ground. And it began to grow up. The soil was shallow, so it began to grow quite fast. So can you begin to stand up in your where you are? All the people with rocks, stand up, because you begin to grow. There we go. It grew up fast like that. But what happened was, the sun came out, and because the roots weren't very deep, the sun scorched the seeds that had gone on the rocks and grown there. So can the people either side of you, either side, can you stand up, the people either side of the rock people, and can you push them down because they got scorched and burnt? There you go. Oh, you haven't got anyone scorching you. You've pushed down. Yeah, you can sit down now, that's it. And Jesus said, that's like people who hear the word and they say, I want to do something about this too. I want to follow Jesus, or I need to say sorry to God. And so kind of they begin that journey. They kind of maybe do something about it at the time. But then other things kind of press in, other worries and things, and they quickly forget about it and move on. He says when it gets hard and they find it a bit difficult, they just give up and go back to the way it was. But then he said some of the seed landed on good soil, on okay soil, but it was also where there was thorns. So if you've got a thorny picture, can you stand up now if you've got a thorny picture? Thank you. Some of it landed on the thorny ground. But again, as the thistles and thorns around them grew up, so again we need people around you, can you grow up around them? They also got choked out by the people around them, and they got pushed down as well. So can you push them down? And Jesus said, that's like people who hear it, and they do well at first, and they may go well for quite a while, but what happens is, well, there's other priorities in life, and things like worries of this world, and maybe money, or possessions, or other things in life become more important to them. And then they get sidetracked from following God, and He no longer becomes first in their life. He no longer becomes, let's say, Lord of their life, following Him, but other things take precedent and more priority. And so it kind of started well and was doing well, but gets pressed out. So Jesus said that's kind of not really going to bear any fruit either. But then he said some of it did land on very good soil. And the seed that landed on very good soil, some of it sprouted up and bore 30 times the grain from the original seed. If you've got a bit of grain with 3 strands on it, can you stand up? 3 strands, just 3 strands. Okay. And some of it landed on soil, and it grew 60-fold. If you've got 6 strands, 6 bits of corn, can you stand up? And some of it landed on corn that was landed on the ground, and it grew up 100-fold. So if you've got 10 strands, can you stand up? And all that growth, all of those corns, bore good fruit. They're like people, Jesus said, who hear the word and they do something about it. They don't just listen to it, they do something about it. They respond to the message, a bit like Tara's done and demonstrated today. And they produce fruit in their life that blesses other people and is good and pleasing to God. You can all take your seats, thank you. And Jesus then came back to shore. Excuse me. I did get a little bit wet. Jesus then came back to shore, and he explained the parable. I kind of explained it as we went along to his disciples, because they didn't quite get the story, and then he explained it to them. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And it's kind of left for us to do with that what we will. And the question I think that is there for us all is, you've heard today, again, a Christian message. Some of you have heard it for the first time today. Some of you have heard it maybe many times before. Some of you will be like some of those scenarios we talked about, where you've heard it but just kind of put it to one side. Some of you will have heard it and responded to it, but you've let other things kind of press in life. And you know yourself, you're not really making Jesus Lord completely. There's other things pressed in. And others will be bearing fruit in the life, 30, 60 or 100 fold. And what Jesus always did was he left that with people to think about. It's kind of, which soil are you? Which ground are you? Which ground are you? And which would you prefer to be? Which would you like to be? And Jesus offers to everyone a new life. He offers to everyone the opportunity to be bearing much fruit, to be a blessing to others, to be in a wholesome relationship with him, be right with your Maker, to have the hope and know where you are going, ultimately to heaven, and to bear much fruit in this life for him. We can't do it on our own, but with his strength, with him in our life, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, just like Tara did today as she came up. She showed strength in doing that, and she testified to God giving her the strength in her life. Do you want to bear more fruit in your life? Do you want to give your life over to Jesus and see what he can do with it? You won't be disappointed. I'm going to ask Aaron to come and pray for us along those lines. And then I'm going to ask Lisa to come. And she's going to just pray specifically for Tara today as well. And she'll come to you, Tara, there to do that. Thank you, Aaron.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that we are able in this country to come together, to meet in safety, to be able to study your word, to be able to look and hear the things that Jesus said. We thank you for that parable that so clearly explains how we can be people who receive your word and produce fruit for you. Father, we pray that we would be soil. That would be open to not only hearing your word, but putting it into practice. We thank you that Jesus is a king, and he's a king who promises life to its fullness. And I pray that as we've heard your words, as we've heard the message of the gospel this morning, that we would be people who could take that on board, who could live a life worthy of you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.